Dark places bother me a lot. I don't like walking into parking garages, parking lots, or even walking into a dark house. It makes me very uneasy. This is not to say something bad would never happen during the day. We all know we need to be alert at any time. This is the world we live in now. We are reminded if we see something to say something, not to be paranoid, but alert. I'd like you to travel back with me to biblical times. It is a very dark world with very limited sources of light. Into this world, Jesus is born. If you are wealthy enough, you might have an oil lamp or two and oil to burn in it. Just enough light to almost see the path ahead. And stars, lots of stars, shining in a clear sky with no air pollution. Out in our area of the state, it is possible to see such a sky. I always stare in awe at its beauty. In biblical times, astronomy and astrology were studied by the same people, the Gentiles. Astrology has a mysterious quality to it. A bright star is seen in the sky, brightest, new, one which does not appear anywhere in the writings or records. The Magi looked to the star as a sign, a great king predicted by prophets hundreds of years before arrives into the world. A king for all people. They set out from Persia with their camels on a 1,000-mile journey, one which will take them almost 2 years. They meet Jesus in a house, crossing difficult terrain that includes vast expanses of desert. It has always been assumed there were three Magi because of the three gifts. However, no one knows for sure just how many others traveled with them. It was not unusual for many people to travel all together. There was a safety in numbers, as the desert was a prime location for thieves to rob the travelers. We also don't know the real names of the Magi. That was added to the Bible later on. It was not in the original papers. The bright star was close, but not directly over the spot where Jesus lived. So because it took them 2 years to get there, as portrayed in our pageants, the three wise men were not there right after Jesus was born. The wise men were assumed to be pagan priests, not kings. And they stopped to ask directions of King Herod. Now this to me is very interesting. How many times do you hear about men stopping to ask directions? And in the meantime, the Jewish priest remained indifferent to the news of the new king. Now, King Herod was an evil and insecure ruler. He eliminated anyone that he felt might threaten his position, including his son and other relatives. He sent the wise men to Bethlehem to find Jesus and report back to him so that he may go and worship him. Of course, Herod has no intention of going to worship him. He wants to find him and eliminate him, this most recent threat. He is not king because of his skills of governing, although they said his military skills were good. But he is married to a wife who is a member of the upper class in Jewish society. This is his entree into his position. He was not even Jewish himself. The wise men in a dream are told not to go back to Herod with information, and we are told that they returned home by a different route. An angel visits Joseph and tells him to flee with his family to Egypt, which saves Jesus, and Herod starts his slaughter of children, the holy innocents. I really like poetry a lot. I don't know how many of you do, but I like it a lot. And I found this poem that was written by Malcolm Guite, G-U-I-T-E. He's an Anglican priest, a Cambridge poet, and a singer-songwriter. He's kind of a Renaissance man, and he's our contemporary. This sonnet, and he writes in sonnets, this sonnet comes from his book, Sounding the Seasons. And the name of it is Epiphany. It might have been just someone else's story. Some chosen people get a special king. We leave them to their own peculiar glory. We don't belong. It doesn't mean a thing. But when these three arrive, they bring us with them. Gentiles like us, their wisdom might be ours. A steady step that finds an inner rhythm. A pilgrim's eyes that sees beyond the stars. They did not know his name, but still they sought him. They came from otherwhere, but still they found. In temples, they found those who sold and bought him. But in a filthy stable, hallowed ground. Their courage gives our questing hearts a voice to seek, to find, to worship, and rejoice. It is Jesus who is the source of light in the world. Wise men and wise women still seek him. Above any earthly leader, a king of kings and lord of lords, it is his light that shines within our souls, his life given for our sins and the sins of the whole world. He belongs to all of us, Jew and Gentile, and those who have no beliefs alike. He came to save us all. Oh, come, let us adore him. Amen.